You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Well, hello there, my fellow membership geeks. I'm Mike Morrison, your host for the podcast and the chief geek in charge around these parts. And you are listening to the number one show for proven practical tips and advice on growing a successful membership business that's rewarding, that's fulfilling, that's profitable, and that's meaningful. Today, we're diving into the exciting, sometimes nerve-wracking experience of launching a brand new membership website. You know, when you ask someone to think about the word launch or launching, or you try and find imagery centered around that word, quite often you'll come to rockets, spaceships, and all that stuff. And just like a rocket, you want your membership to soar and not fizzle out. So today, I want to lay down some of the do's and don'ts of launching a new membership that will have your new business, your new venture, blasting off into the stratosphere. I'm stretching that rocket metaphor, right? All right. First on the do's list, build anticipation for your launch. Your launch day should not be a surprise party. It's a culmination of excitement that you've been brewing. Start teasing your audience early. Share behind-the-scenes glimpses. Drop hints about what's coming. And let the anticipation build like the drum roll before a rock concert. Make sure you're creating a pre-launch calendar. Start releasing social media teasers, email countdowns, maybe even a live sneak peek behind the scenes like you do on Facebook Live or YouTube Live or, you know, on the likes of TikTok and Instagram. Building anticipation is like creating a magnetic force. You want people eagerly waiting for the doors to your membership to open. They should be chomping at the bit at the prospect of joining this phenomenally exciting membership that you've been teasing them with for weeks and months beforehand. So make sure you build anticipation for your membership launch. Number two on the do's list is clearly communicate the value that your membership brings to the table. Your audience needs to understand why your membership is a game changer. What's in it for them? Be crystal clear about the benefits, perks, and the unique value your membership brings. Remember, nobody's going to join your membership to stand still. You need to figure out what goals they have, what outcome they're seeking, what transformation they want to undergo. What difference will someone expect your membership to make in their world, in their lives? That's where the value comes from. So you need to ensure that you're adequately communicating this. Create compelling visuals, maybe a snazzy infographic or a video that breaks down the awesomeness inside your membership. Remember, confusion is the enemy of conversion. The more clearly you communicate value, the more likely your audience is to hit that join now button on your freshly launched membership sales page. Moving right along to number three on the do's list, test. Launching a membership website is not a fire and forget situation. It's a bit more like a science experiment. Test absolutely everything from your website functionality to your payment processes. You don't want your launch day to be a testing ground for potential glitches. You need to squash those bad boys before you pull the trigger. Gather a group of beta testers or trusted friends and connections to run through the process of signing up and using your membership for you. Their fresh eyes might catch things that you've overlooked. Testing is your safety net. The more thorough it is, the smoother your launch will be. Next up on the do's list is cultivating pre-launch relationships. Before your rocket takes off, you want to make some friends at the launch pad. And back to that metaphor. Connect with influencers, bloggers, or anyone with a voice in your niche. Get them excited about your launch, maybe even offer them an exclusive sneak peek or affiliate relationship. These pre-launch relationships can amplify your message. When influencers in your industry talk about your membership, it's having a crowd cheering you on and giving you that added momentum, that added reach, that added push. Cultivate those relationships and watch your launch become a shared effort. Now let's talk about the don'ts. Let's shift gears here. Numero uno in the don'ts category is don't rush your launch. Resist the urge to launch prematurely. If your website isn't ready, if the timing's wrong, if your personal schedule's a mess, if your messaging needs tweaking, you need to give it the time that it deserves. A rushed launch can lead to a lackluster first impression. Like they say, first impressions count, right? It's like opening a restaurant before the chefs have perfected the menu. People might come once, but will they stick around for the second course? Moving on to number two on the Dawn's playbook, avoid overcomplicating things. Your membership website isn't a Rubik's Cube. It should be user-friendly and straightforward. Resist the temptation to add too many bells and whistles that might confuse your audience. A simple, intuitive experience is what you're aiming for. If visitors can't figure out how to join or navigate through your membership content, they won't hesitate to click away. Remember, clarity trumps complexity. The next on the don't list, don't neglect support systems. Launch day can be a whirlwind of excitement, but don't let that distract you from the importance of solid support. Whether it's technical issues, member inquiries, or troubleshooting problems people are having with your website, having robust support systems in place is a non-negotiable. Consider having a dedicated support email or chat system, or even a community forum or Facebook group where members and non-members alike could help each other out during the launch process. Let's go back to that rocket metaphor. Neglecting support is like building a rocket without your control center. You might get it off the ground, but who's steering the ship and jumping on the controls if there's a problem? I am, yeah. I'm challenging myself how to stretch the metaphor out. I think I can sneak in. I'm going to sneak in a couple more. All right. Next, don't on the list, don't underestimate the importance of post-launch engagement. Launch day isn't the finish line, it's the starting block. Don't launch your rocket and then just disappear off into the vast cosmos. Stay engaged with your members post-launch, but also stay engaged with the people who didn't join. Your launch wasn't your one and only shot at getting those people to come on board. Revisit those relationships, continue nurturing even the people who didn't join, and create opportunities for them to join again in the future. And for those who actually came into your membership, now the real work begins. You want to keep the momentum from your launch going with regular updates to the membership, fantastic new content, and engagement within your community. Underestimating what comes next for those people who did join in your launch is such a big mistake. So don't rest on your laurels and ensure that you're keeping the momentum going and you are treating those members who came in during your initial launch like royalty, because after all, they backed you at your earliest stage. And these are the people who have the potential to be with you for years and years to come as your founding members. And then the final don't overpromise. It's tempting to promise the moon and the stars during the launch hype, but be cautious. Overpromising and underdelivering is a big, big no-no. You are setting yourself up for disaster. The great thing, the thing I love with memberships, is there's nowhere to hide. You're not selling a product and then leaving town, right? And so if you don't deliver, then that is going to become a very prominent issue very quickly. Because the members who have joined, well, they'll just leave. And not before kicking up a fuss within your community for everyone else to see. So be honest about what your membership offers. Set realistic expectations during your launch. Avoid the temptation to get too swept up in all of the hype and excitement that surrounds the launch of a new product and to oversell and overstate what your membership's going to do for people. Your members will appreciate that transparency, and it sets the foundation for a long-lasting, trust-filled relationship. Don't overpromise. Instead, aim to overdeliver. All right, so some of those cardinal rules, the do's and don'ts of getting your new membership off the ground. Launching that membership, it's such an exhilarating journey. It's so exciting to finally have this thing that you put blood, sweat, tears, time and money into up and running and to see the fruits of your labor and people joining your membership. Make sure you build that anticipation, clearly communicate value, test, and cultivate those pre-launch relationships. Don't rush or overcomplicate things. Don't overlook the importance of support and don't oversell. And certainly don't underestimate the fact that your launch is the starting pistol. It's where it all begins. So you need to make sure you're delivering and you're continuing the momentum and you're engaging with and serving the members who joined you in your launch. That is it from me for today's rocket fueled episode of the Membership Geeks podcast. Oh, I'm regretting trying to weave that metaphor in, but hey, it worked, right? You got the message. Hopefully, if you are coming up to a membership launch, if you're early in your journey, if you're starting to think about what your launch might look like, hopefully this steers you in the right direction. And if you're going through the launch process right now, it's hopefully a good little reminder of the things that you need to ensure you are doing, but also avoiding in order to ensure that things go off without a hitch and your launch is as successful as possible. That is it from me for this week. Thanks ever so much for spending part of your day with me. I'll be back again very soon with another episode of the Membership Geeks podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.